Chapter 3. Beards. There was the truck again, a pale green pickup with mud-crusted tires. The streams of rust that flowed down the dented hood made Edgar think of tears, but only painted on, like a clown's. For all its Mars and pox, the truck seemed oddly happy. You couldn't say the same about the man sitting inside. There was something serious about the way he stared out the window and watched the kids smashing into bags of chips and chomping on candy bars. Every few days, the truck was there, parked across the street from the Marco Market. The convenience store was just down the block from Edgar's school. He often bought a Coke there on his way home, a beverage his grandmother frowned upon. Usually, he sat on one of the red benches outside the Marco, the bottle of forbidden nectar clutched solemnly between his hands. Today, under late summer sun, Edgar sipped and stretched out his legs. There was a terrific slant of light bearing down on the truck, but the man wasn't wearing sunglasses like he usually did. Even from across the street, you could see his blue eyes. They were unnaturally bright, as if they were plugged in somehow or operated by batteries. The man's hair fell from his head in complicated locks, blondish brown. The beard, neatly trimmed, was darker. It was hard to tell from a distance, but sometimes it seemed to Edgar that the man was looking directly at him. It didn't make the boy nervous because there were lots of other kids around, and the man looked at them, too. He looked at everything, the treetops, the clouds, or he just leaned his head back as if to study the inside roof of the truck. Every now and then he seemed to have fallen asleep. Once, it looked like he was laughing behind the rolled-up windows. Strange, Edgar had thought. People usually didn't laugh like that, with jerky, shoulder-heaving shudders when they were alone, which made Edgar wonder if maybe the man was crying. Did the other kids see him? No one else ever seemed to be looking in that direction, but the man was right there, in broad daylight. It wasn't like he was a man hiding in the dark, a thing Edgar knew about. A long